To call Michael Cargill vocal about his gun rights might be an understatement.
And just so you know, right now, I'm carrying two handguns on me right now, and they're both concealed. I have a 45 and a 38 special on me right now, and they're concealed. So welcome to Central Texas Gunworks.
Cargill owns Central Texas Gunworks in South Austin. He also teaches a handgun license course, usually the first step for folks applying for what's now called a concealed handgun license. Tomorrow, it will simply be known as a license to carry. Cargill's had to update his curriculum to include information on the state's new open carry law, like how to openly carry.
That handgun will need to be in a holster if you're going to openly carry that handgun. It will need to be in a holster that fits on your belt or a shoulder holster, okay, if you're going to carry it in the open.
The rest of the law is not very new. For example, where are you prohibited from openly carrying your gun? Anywhere a concealed weapon is also not allowed. Elementary, middle, or high schools, sporting events, or in most bars. Private business owners can restrict visitors as well, but they have to hang a state-approved sign if they don't want someone openly carrying inside.
Any questions? All right.
Hey, yeah, I got one. Will those with licenses to carry actually open carry? License holders have always had the option of carrying or not, but the handgun had to be hidden. Now, they have another choice. So, will they go plain sight or no?
I did use the word embarrassing about open carrying, and I think the idea of carrying a weapon like that, I've really got to think about that.
Meet John Beatty. He lives in Dallas and recently wrote a column for the Dallas Morning News titled, "Why My Handguns Will Remain Concealed." As we talk more, he eventually comes up with some metaphors to explain his thinking. The first one has to do with butterflies.
Having a handgun on my hip would be like wearing a pair of man-sized butterfly wings. Having it is calling unwanted attention to yourself. I don't really think it's necessary.
Then we got talking about watches.
You wear a Rolex because you want people to know you're wearing a Rolex. You open carry a gun because you want people to know you're carrying a gun. I think most people don't want people to know they're carrying a gun.
One of your greatest advantages if you are a CHL holder is the advantage of surprise.
Here's Austin Police Chief of Staff Brian Manley.
I do think that it's something that folks should give serious consideration to, that one of the best things you have on your side is time, and you actually have extra time to react if you're carrying in a concealed capacity because you're less likely to have been identified early on by this person as someone who's a threat to them.
It's something Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo said in February as he sat in front of state lawmakers debating the then-proposed open carry bill.
If two people walk into the bank, one's an open carry, one is a concealed carry, and there's some 8 Trey Hoover Crips who are out here on vacation and decided to rob that bank, who do you think is going to get shot first? Who do you think has the tactical advantage? I don't think I need to answer that question.
Michael Cargill from Central Texas Gunworks was at that same hearing, speaking in favor of open carry. So I had to ask him, will you openly carry?
Once January 1st kicks in, I don't expect really to openly carry because I really don't like for people to see what type of gun I carry.
Regardless, Cargill and others say they're grateful for the right. They say it's a constitutional right. Some will undoubtedly exercise that right. But for the time being, Cargill and others like him say they'll keep their guns tucked away. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.